Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production. And all right, one more time. And guess what, everybody? We are back. We are live. And this is Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. And you are listening to Wrestle Talk in the D with Martez right here on the Open Talk Radio 313TheFlash.com page, site, whatever you want to call it. We're now streaming our shows on Open Talk Radio 313TheFlash.com. And then in case you didn't hear it before, it's Open Talk Radio, 313theflash.com. You can listen to the shows there, or you can just call in at 646-668-8670. You can listen that way as well, and we will bring you on to the show once we have the right time to bring you on. Before we get into everything else, I always want to stop. I want to thank God, Jesus Christ, whatever you may want to call him. I want to thank him for giving me another chance to do radio. I want to thank God for another chance to talk wrestling, the sport I love, the sport I cherish, the sport I can't get out of my mind. You know, I remember I stopped watching wrestling for like almost 7 months back in 2010 because I wasn't happy with the product, but CM Punk kind of brought me back into the world of wrestling. So I haven't looked back ever since, you know. So since I've been able to think on my own, I only stepped away from wrestling for about 7 months. Good time to get into things, get into fresh new topics. We're going to get into the happenings in the world of wrestling. My good friend, my brother, Coco T. Ware, will be on the show today. He's going to be bringing some legitimacy to this show. He's going to be bringing some flavor to this show, much-needed flavor, to balance myself out. So I reached out to him and I asked him if he could be on this show today and if he could be a part of this show throughout the year. But before we bring him on to the show with us, I want to take this time to pause and remember somebody that was a friend of mine and a friend of this station. He was a friend to so many other people, not just me, that and the person of Jordan Garber. I never thought I would have to come on the radio and do this, but at the end of the day, life is life, and we all have to die one day. We all have to pass away one day. I wish Jordan didn't pass away this early in his life, but unfortunately, he did. When I think about Jordan, he was a very passionate individual, a very fun-loving individual. I've only known him for about 2, maybe 3 years, and I've never saw him in a bad mood. Honestly, I've never saw him in a bad mood. He was always upbeat. We talked frequently. You know, what's so funny, Jordan was going to be a part of this show more often this year, providing us with updates and journalism type things. But I didn't hear from him for like 8 days, and I was worried, like, because he normally communicates with me. So I found out, I think it was last week, that he passed away. It's not my business to really tell you what happened, but all I can say is people are really going through it out here. You know, people are really depressed, you know, and I used to think if you was depressed, you would have to show a sad face or you would have to look down. But like people that legitimately be smiling and be very vibrant, those the types of people that that go through those things. And I apologize if I'm giving away his business, but I wanted to remember Jordan. He would never be forgotten. We're going to do a little bit more of a tribute for him later on in the week. I thought I'd be able to do it today, but I don't want to rush something like that. I don't want to just throw anything out there because Jordan deserves a proper send-off. So maybe we may do a special Jordan Garber show where people can call in and tell us their thoughts about Jordan Garber. Jordan, thank you for helping us. Thank you for being a part of this team for about 2 years. We appreciate you, man. And if wherever you are, wherever you're listening, man, thank you, and you won't be forgotten. All right, now that we got that unfortunate news out the way, let us kick off Wrestle Talk in the D. I'm not going to hold this guy up too long. I'm going to bring in my brother, Mr. Coco T. Ware, Antoine Maurice Davenport. I don't know who's calling in today. I don't know who's going to be hosting me today, but either way it go, you can't go wrong with either Antoine or Coco. So let's bring in my brother. What's up, brother?
Brother Montez, Happy New Year, brother. It is the black man, Coco T. Ware, the ace that plays the bass and founder and leader of Can't Save the People's Band. What's happening, Daddy? So glad to be back on.
Oh, man. I'm so happy you're here, man. It was so funny, man. Over this break, me and you, we've been talking a lot, man. And come to find out, we share some of the same beliefs on some topics. I mean, we may disagree here and there, but like we really are like in conjunction with each other on certain things, like Elias and a few other things. So it was a no-brainer for me to ask you. You know, why wouldn't I ask you to be a part of this show, not just as a caller, but as a contributor? And you, you're a fan favorite, believe it or not, man. People love you, man. So you actually adding a little flavor to this show today.
Oh, well, let me tell you now, the black man Coco T. Ware is honored and humbled to even know that people enjoy to hear me called on the show. But I'm going to make it clear, I enjoy you, Brother Montez, and what you're doing. You are the Vince McMahon of this here radio thing that we're doing out here in this world. People better put some respect on your name. The world is going to know who Brother Montez is because of what he's contributing to the wrestling business, baby. Take that all the way to the bank. Book it.
Amen. Bless you, brother. Bless you. Bless you for that. Let me put the two phone numbers out there. We are going with two numbers this year. Eventually, we're going to just go with one number, but today we're going to go with 646-668-8672. You can call that number, or you can call 855-927-3634. That's 855-927-3634. That line right there, it's a limited line, so we can only take up to five callers on that line, but that's another avenue to call into the show. So, man, we've been talking so much over the last few months about this and about that. I don't know where you want to start today, but the Royal Rumble is on the horizon. The Royal Rumble is a few weeks away, and I still don't have a clear-cut favorite to win the Royal Rumble. Like, usually by now, I pretty much kind of have, like, a few people I think should win the Royal Rumble. But, Coco, I don't even have that, man. Can you help me out right now? Can we get into that for a little bit? What do you think about this upcoming Royal Rumble?
Well, let me tell you, I want to say out of the four, the big four WWE wrestling pay-per-views, I think I have to say that I believe that the Royal Rumble is my favorite because I love it. I love the variety. I love the surprise and the unknown and the unexpected. So I will say the Royal Rumble is definitely my favorite. But let me also say this. I'm with you. We're kind of on the same page here a little bit. I'm a little unsure in particular with the Men's Royal Rumble. The Men's Royal Rumble, man, I mean, it could be anybody. That's the thing. That's what's going to make this even more enjoyable. There's no favorite, nowhere, nobody. It can go any direction. I mean, real quick, here's who I'm thinking right now.
Okay.
Now, I've been saying this every year, and it never seems to happen because, personally, I've just been enjoying this guy. Just out of a wild, The Miz. Every year, ever since he did that fire promo when he was the Intercontinental Champion and him and Daniel Bryan was going back and forth, I was like, oh, man, I'm ready for The Miz to be champion again. And it just hasn't happened. So even though he's the Money in the Bank guy, I'm just going to say, just as an outside chance, The Miz will probably be there. I think I want to throw in – see, we need a new face, though. Somebody different. Somebody who's on the way. I would say, you know, throw Keith Lee in there because he's in the mix.
Yeah. Well,
his name has been in there.
Yeah, I think, you know, it'll be kind of cool. I think Keith Lee, man, I think his year is next year. Okay, I understand they're trying to push him to the top right now, but he's already had numerous championship opportunities. That's not saying he can't still win the Royal Rumble, but I don't want to see him win the Royal Rumble this year. That's just me. But
understood.
But now that you brought up The Miz, what if John Morrison in some kind of way, because he's not even on my radar, but you just put something in my spirit. What if John Morrison wins the Royal Rumble and set up a scenario where John Morrison is going for that title and The Miz some kind of way cashes it in, John Morrison?
I mean, well, you know, it's not impossible. Crazy has happened in wrestling, and at some point, those two going to have to break up eventually anyway. So why not? I mean, that is an interesting piece of booking right there. I mean, that's from a Raw standpoint, but then let's look at it from a SmackDown standpoint because we're not quite looking at that. Sam Big E is a current Intercontinental Champion, correct?
But yeah.
What if, based off that fire promo that Paul Heyman gave to Apollo Crews, I mean, I felt that in my soul, brother. That's it. That's it. Tingles up and down my spine and gave me goose pimples the size of Texas. So I'm just wondering, in the coming weeks, will we see an Apollo Crews win the Intercontinental Championship, which will give Big E that green light to go all the way to the top? Is that possible?
Ooh.
I'm just wondering. I'm not too sure. What if it's Kevin Owens?
Right.
There's another one. He's had his share of battles and wars with the tribal chiefs. Roman, goodness gracious, that Roman Reigns. He's found a way to make me hate him even more. I can't even believe it. But that man is doing some heel work that I ain't never seen before. It's just SmackDown is on fire, baby. But what if it's KO?
That's in the back of my mind. Yeah, and KO is somebody I would get behind because KO has put in that work, man. He's putting in that work, and KO he's super over right now, especially after his feud with Roman Reigns and the Tribal Family. He did a great job with that storyline. So I would love to see Kevin Owens be putting that spot, man. But you brought up something interesting with Big E and Apollo Crews. Apollo Crews, man, this is the first time I've ever took him serious. You know, Apollo Crews showed me a different side of him, a mean streak that I think he needed 2 years ago. And I feel like Apollo Crews is finally coming to his own. And I think I told you this on the phone. I feel like he's finally coming into his own, and I can get behind Apollo Crews. So if Apollo Crews some kind of way gets that championship from Big E, you won't hear any frustration from me because Apollo Crews, he's ready for that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That brother has finally broken through. One thing I can say, when he was with NXT, he just saw all this talent, you saw all this ability. But the one question was, did he have the charisma? Could he bring it in? Could he put it all together? Because you know what, the WWE, you got to have a certain presence about yourself, a stage presence. I mean, you can wrestle all day. You can do all the moves, all the hurricanranas, all the backflips, all the suicide dives. But, baby, when you get on that microphone, you got to deliver. At
right.
some point, you got to say something that gets the people's attention. You feel what I'm saying? Wrestling keeps your attention, but it's the promo. It's getting on that stick, daddy, that's going to keep everybody's attention. You feel what I'm saying? So with all that being said, what's that now?
I feel what you're saying. And for me, I'm more of into promos and the vignettes than the actual wrestling in the ring. That's just me. I tune into Raw. I tune into SmackDown for the promos. I'm just going to be honest with you. If I get a good match on top of that, that's icing on the cake. But I don't need 5-star, 4-star matches. Just give me a good promo. Just keep me coming. Like Bianca Belair, all I need her to do is talk on the mic. She doesn't even have to wrestle. Like Bianca Belair, is star
brother.
Quality. Sasha,
absolutely.
Star quality. Elias, star quality. But are you going to say something? I don't want to... make you forget what you were going to say, but I just wanted to put that out there.
No, it's quite all right, but yes, I'm with you on that. I was just saying about that art of that promo, or even if, okay, think about NXT's Dexter Lumis. That man don't have to say a word, but his eyes do all the talking, daddy.
Preach,
it
brother.
Makes you pay attention to him. It makes
Preach.
You wonder, what is up with this dude? Where does he sleep at night? Does he even have a home? Does a man even have teeth? I'm just wondering. He's got stage presence. You know, wrestlers like Abdullah the Butcher, I don't think he ever had to say a word. He always had managers on him. But for some reason, you had to see Abdullah the Butcher. And, of course, back in them days, it was nothing but blood and guts, baby. So it was not unusual to see a bloodbath in the wrestling ring with him. But he never had to say anything just about in my lifetime. I don't ever recall it.
Right.
But there are few wrestlers that could pull that off successfully. And I think guys like Dexter Lumis show, even if you don't speak on the mic or if you haven't had the chance, make your silence be a presence to where that makes noise. You feel what I'm saying?
I feel what you're saying. And now you
got
to be going back. Now you got to be going back. Looking at the original Kane, even though he was the same person, but when Kane first came on the scene, even the Undertaker, they didn't speak. They didn't talk that much, you know, but their presence, their in-ring work spoke for them. Even recently, Brock Lesnar, I think he can actually speak on a mic, but we obviously know he don't talk that much. But I think Brock Lesnar has showed that I don't need to talk to be interesting. Like, we don't need Brock talking for him to be interesting. So Brock Lesnar is another one that has been able to present himself in a positive light without even talking.
Yeah, and it also helps them when you're a moving tank, baby, when you can wrestle like he wrestles and knocking people's heads off. I mean, do you need to say much of anything? That's why you got a Paul Heyman at your side. You know what I'm saying? But then again, everybody will be blessed to have a Paul Heyman. I wish I had a Paul Heyman in my life to just walk up and down the street and just promote me, baby. You know I'd be a trigger in there by now. I'm just saying. Everybody needs a Paul
Heyman.
So,
speaking of somebody promoting you, Hey, speaking of somebody promoting you, I'm going to bring her onto the show in a moment. She's like your biggest fan. I think she loved you more than she loved me, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's impossible, brother. That's impossible. Everybody loves Brother Martez.
Yeah, but I think you got me a little beat, man. But before we bring her onto the show, we also got Gina on the line as well. Before we bring those two onto the show, I'm going to play a clip of one of your main mans. One of the great promo artists of all time, and you'll know who he is once I play it. So hold tight, bro.
He put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family. You don't know what hard times are, daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work and got 4 or 5 kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them go home. And hard times are when a man has worked at a job 30 years, they give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, daddy. That's hard times.
What do you think of that, man? How does that make
you
feel?
Oh, brother. Let me tell you now. That's giving me chills. That's the one, baby. That's the promo of all promos. The late, great America Dream Dusty Rhodes, baby. Hot times. Every single wrestler needs to see that twice in their life and three times on the weekend, because that's how you cut a killer promo. That made everybody believe. That made you want to touch the TV screen when he said it, baby, because it said nothing but truth. That is what we're talking about. Rest in peace, Brother Dusty. I know he's up in heaven right now, probably looking down, listening to this radio show while we're sitting up here singing his praises, talking about how much we love wrestling. That is what promo wrestling is all about, baby.
Listen. That promo gave me chills, too, to the point to where I'm almost getting ready to speak in tongues, man, because there was something very spiritual about him. Listen, I don't know if he was a spiritual man, but there was something about him that was super spiritual, and it connects to me. Like Dusty Rhodes, obviously you're a few years ahead of me, but Dusty Rhodes is one of the best to ever touch the mic. Maybe he's the best. Maybe he's the best. But I wanted to play that because I know that's your guy, man.
That is that's one of my all time favorite wrestlers, favorite personalities. But let me just say, now there is one who's my favorite, all time favorite, in case people didn't know. Is the immortal Hulk Hogan, baby. That's my all time favorite wrestler. But I got to say, a personality, there was not a personality like the American Dream Dusty Rhodes. Let me tell you that now. For him to be such a big man, number one, he was a big fella. He didn't have a bodybuilder's physique. He didn't have the greatest looks. But, boy, that brother had a mouth and a mind on him like the wish none of us had ever seen. It was the coolest thing on the planet. He gave all us little fellas hope.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. A little bit later, we want to talk. I definitely want to touch on the legacy of Vince McMahon with you. We talked about that a lot over the phone. And we also want to let's talk about matches that should be booked or scenarios. We only have about 36 minutes to go within this show. Let's take some phone calls. It's been a long time since we talked to these people on the radio, per se. I have talked to them in other ways, but on the radio, it's our first time. So let's bring on Stacy, who's getting ready to put you over, all right? What's up, Stacy? Good morning. Good evening.
Go. Hey.
What's up?
Sister Stacy Sparkles, what's happening, sister?
We were just talking. We had to get off the phone, so we made sure we got on Mark Hadler's show.
Absolutely. But it's still good hearing you. It's like the first time. So happy to hear you. Happy New Year. Open Talk. Wrestle Talk in the D is back. I am so excited. I'm looking forward to 2021. It's going to be a great year. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, too. I know Marquez is going to blow it away this year. He has already proven. I look at the schedule, and I'm like, wow, he's got a show every hour.
Yeah, I'm trying to give the people what they want, or maybe what they don't want. Who knows? We'll find out. Because everybody doesn't like every show on the platform. I know that for sure. But at least I'm trying to give people different shows that they may like. So we'll see how it go this year.
It's gonna go good because I said so.
Cool. So what you got to talk about today, Stacy? Anything wrestling related or anything?
I actually found an interesting topic to talk about. Vince McMahon, really quick. And by the way, Coco is a Steve Arendt also fan of Hulk Hogan. I'm still in shock. It wasn't Dusty.
Yeah.
We were wrong. It wasn't Dusty. We were so wrong, Marquez.
I know. Yeah. I thought it was Dusty 100%, but I was surprised to hear you say that, Coco.
Well, see, y'all have to understand this lisp and this accent I have here is just a mere coincidence. Remember that. I told y'all a long time ago, mere coincidence. It's just that great mind speaker like, baby. That's all. But I got much love and respect for the America Dream. He's still one of my all-time favorites. But mere coincidence, baby, that's all that is. But, yes, the immortal Hulk Hogan, that is my main man. When I went to Florida this past summer, I made it a point to drive to Clearwater Beach, baby, where Hulk Hogan's beach shop was. And, yes, I did buy. I had to stop myself because I was going to buy too much. I was going to go broke. We weren't going to be able to get home. That's how big of a Hulk Hogan fan I am. And Sister Stacy, the next time I go there, if I see some Randy Orton apparel, I will buy you something. Matter of fact, I'll have it mailed to your address, I promise you.
Actually, I have a friend that lives in Clearwater. Maybe I'll have him send you some stuff.
Oh, man, that's even better.
He actually sees sometimes Hulk Hogan walking around, just minding his business, you know. Clearwater, they have one of the most beautiful beaches and everything.
Yeah, we all got to get down with it.
Okay, so really quick, I got a topic to talk to you guys about. I didn't think I was going to have one. But believe it or not, I watched this theory about, and they showed a picture of him recently, how he looks. And he's thinner, he's more fragile and everything. Well, he is 75, but he told his family that his doctors are going to keep him in great shape because he's going to live another 20 years and run the company. Because if once he dies, he says the company's gone. It's over. So that goes to show you how much he thinks of his family.
Definitely. In running a business, it's hard to just hand it over. You know, especially, even though the general public wants him to retire and wants him to hand it over, when you own something and when you have built something, and you guys know this, it's just hard to just give it to somebody to run it. You know, I'm speaking from experience, you know, because everybody's not going to handle it the way you handle it. So I understand Vince and, with his thinking of not giving his company to his children just yet, because last thing he wants
well,
is his
he
company.
Said he will never retire. He will work until he dies. That's already a known fact. When I saw him, he doesn't look the same. They like are showing him with his big muscles, and you look at him, he doesn't look bad for 75, but
yeah.
You can definitely tell he's aged, and he stays out of the spotlight a lot. The last time they said they saw, the last time he was seen, they said November at SummerSlam, but I don't know if it was this year or the prior year. I don't know. I should have Googled that.
Yeah, it was this year. But I'm going to let Coco jump back in.
Well, allow the black man to jump in on this. And let me just say that this is what I understand about Brother Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Number one, people have to understand that the thing about leaders, especially leaders who have been successful and been at the top of their field, they can be complicated. That's what people fail to understand. Sometimes they're complicated. But sometimes that's a part of their greatness. That's a part of their genius. Now, people can say what they want about Vince McMahon. They got their share of criticisms. Hey, I've had my share of criticisms. Around 2010, I wasn't crazy about the product neither, just like Brother Mattea. However, I got to give respect where it's due.
Yep.
Because whether people like it or not, whether people criticize WWE or not, it is still the show on the planet. Everybody, from Waterloo to Timbuktu, is trying to get to the PC Center. They're trying to get to WWE. They know that's where the money is. And some of these top stars, eventually, they're going to try to make their way or have made their way at some point to make a name for themselves in that business. There's a reason for that. You got to understand the history in his family. You feel what I'm saying? We're talking about generations of people involved in sports entertainment. People forget that his grandfather was a boxing promoter. Then his father got into the wrestling business. And then, of course, he himself, and now his son and his daughter. And so you got a generation. This is not going to go away even when Vince is here. And I will say, if there's anybody out there that's listening to this radio program, if you're a person that's hoping and wishing for Vince McMahon to die because you don't like the way he runs his business, can I tell you, just don't watch wrestling no more? Because I don't want you wishing no good, no ill on nobody like that. Hey, don't wish me happy birthday if this is how you feel about another person. I mean, goodness gracious, the man is an entertainer and he wants to entertain people. Did we forget that this is about wrestling and this ain't about our own lives? Where we get off doing that? That is strange.
You go somewhere where we've talked about a lot off the air, and these wrestling fans, some of these wrestling fans are just straight up evil. Let's call it how they see it. You know, even Ryback, for Ryback to tweet that he wants Vince McMahon to die is one of the most egregious things that I've ever had a chance to witness. And if anybody's liking that post, I think something's wrong with you. So, Coco, you bring up something very, 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 very interesting and something that people need to talk about. Why are you wishing death on this man? We don't know him to be a rapist. We don't know him to be a murderer. We don't know him to have committed egregious crimes. So I don't think it's necessary to go that route.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's not, at the end of the day, it's not that deep. And don't get me wrong, I know Vince McMahon is a man, he's got issues, he's got flaws, he has done and said stuff that don't, you know, that, you know what, nah, that was dirty, you know what I'm saying? However, I'm not going to reach in the dirt with him, and you know what, I pray for the guy. I hope he gets his head together, if all of that is in fact true. But with that being said, let's focus on the entertainment here. I mean, you got to think about it. Some of our greatest childhood and even adult memories being with our friends and our family, it was centered around on watching wrestling, baby, WWF to WWE. Let me tell you that right now, some of my fondest memories with my cousins and my uncles, we sitting in my mother's room or the living room, watching SummerSlam, watching Survivor Series, WrestleMania, and enjoying ourselves. But for some reason, we getting in this place where this whole cancel culture thing, we wishing death on people. That's a shame for Ryback of all people. Brother, we would have never heard of you unless you got on Tough Enough, Daddy. We would have never heard of who you were if they didn't take a chance on you. So that's what I don't get. And then you had to leave and cry and complain because you feel like you was entitled to something more. When you wasn't even the top star, you was lucky to rub elbows in the ring with John Cena and all these other folks. And then you want to get out here and you want to badmouth the folks. I'm sorry. And I got much respect for Brother Ryback, but, you know, I got to disagree with him on here. And it ain't like he's been wrestling like that himself. So, and more power to him with whatever he's doing. God bless him. But don't sit up here and act like you just been robbed. I'm sorry, brother. Compared to you and CM Punk, I'm sorry. Everybody's crying for CM Punk, not you, Daddy. Let's just be real. You weren't putting butts in the seats like that. I'm sorry.
Oh,
but all
God.
Of you wishing for death, that's somebody's daddy. Okay. That's somebody's husband. That's somebody's father, grandfather, somebody's loved one. Come on, if we really want humanity, if we really want change, if we want to get rid of hate, well, we got to start with ourselves first. Look in that mirror like Michael Jackson said. Start with that man in the mirror. You feel me?
Yeah. And the problem is Vince does what's best for business, and no one really understands that he basically has the ultimate call, but his family is helping run that company. He's not doing it by himself. And
that's right.
For anyone to wish any person, I don't care who you are, die. You are an evil, cruel person that will burn in hell. We just lost he was scheduled on your show. He was looking forward to doing the show. Jordan, I mean, I can't even talk about it. He was great. He really had the knowledge. he was an inspirational person, and unfortunately, God decided it was his time. Maybe, maybe not. I will not get into, I don't know 100%, but, you know, he will not be forgotten. And that's why when people want to wish people ill will, I have no respect for you. I won't even look at you. I won't talk to you. It makes me sick with this world. All of a sudden, it's wrestling. It's freaking wrestling. It's a great entertainment sport, but if you don't like it, I hate to tell you, but you wouldn't have got all that entertainment. Vince McMahon is actually a very intelligent guy. And
exactly.
He knows what he's doing. At 75, and if God forbid, he can run the company for 20 more years, God will let him. But if not, his kids know what they're doing, especially, I'm just saying Triple H. I'm not saying his other name. He knows what he's doing, too, and the show will go on. But Everyone wants to diss WWE now. Everyone doesn't like it. It's all AEW, and WWE is, I grew up at 8 years old watching WWF with my twin brothers. I mean, That's what we grew up with.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, I was in diapers, baby, watching wrestling, so I can tell you that right now. I was in diapers. So that's all I've ever known was watching wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking.
And I'm going to say this.
Go ahead, Cole.
Oh, I was just going to say, I enjoy it. Hey, listen, since you brought up AEW, I got no problem with AEW. I try to watch both of them. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy wrestling. But one thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to talk about a show that I don't watch. Like, for instance, I don't watch Impact. No, nothing against it. I just never get around to doing it, and one of these days I will. But I'm not going to speak ill on something that I don't have knowledge of or I don't watch. So I don't understand why people do that about WWE. Just don't talk about it. It's like the boogeyman. If the boogeyman don't exist, why are you talking about it?
Exactly.
I'm looking at you weird. So anyway, go ahead, brother. I believe you was transitioning.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say now, but it's all good, man.
Marquez, I called in. I said hi. I'm glad that you're back. I know everyone's excited for the gorilla position tomorrow. 3 hours now of Macho Ghost. How fabulous will that be? Because he'll be putting people left and right, over talking them, and I love it. I love it every time he does it. But since you do have another caller on the line, I'm going to let you guys go. And you guys have a fabulous, safe, healthy night. And I will definitely talk to you guys soon. And you guys take care.
Most definitely, Sister Stacey. God bless you.
Thank you, Stacey. Love you. And I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Love you. Bye.
All right. Coming up next, we have the Take It Easy show with Kyle Ledbetter. That's coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern time. That's the Take It Easy sports show with Kyle Ledbetter. And then right after that is My Two Cents on Wrestling, hosted by Jed Williamson and Al Miller. That comes up at 6 p.m. Eastern. And then after that, we have the Man Hour, hosted by Mike and Mike. And they're going to kill me because I forget their last names. But we'll figure it out. But Antoine, Coco, you got time for another caller?
Oh, absolutely. I got time today, brother. Bring them on.
All right, we got about 19, really like 15 more minutes. So let's bring on Gina. Gina, you're on the Wrestle Talk in the D with Martez and special guest co-host Coco T. Ware. How you doing, Gina?
I'm awesome. How are you guys?
We're doing great, Gina. How you doing, sister?
I'm hanging in there. I just had last Saturday the PWX show. I worked in Princeton. Things are going good.
Awesome.
Wow,
tell us a little
good.
Bit about that. I'm not familiar with that company.
Okay, PWX stands for Powerhouse Wrestling Extreme. It's a local organization I started helping with last year. I am blessed.
Where is it located?
It is located in LaSalle, Illinois, but we do shows all over. Our first show of the new year was in Princeton, Illinois, last Saturday.
Awesome. That is awesome, and I'm so happy to hear that.
We had 6 matches, a United States title match, which my friend Floyd won the title, so he's got the U.S. title now. And what else? Let's see. Just an awesome. There were 6 matches. They were all awesome. Robbie McCann versus the Beast, which was a done given. We all knew who was going to win that one. So it was a good time.
Oh, that's
like
good, Gina. So what else have you been up to? I know we talked through Messenger, and I still got to send you that little gift. But what else have you been up to in your world?
Working on the building for the survivors, abuse survivors, like we talked about. I got the name now. I got the name. It's called the place is gonna say You're Not Alone. Loan, that's the name of it. And like I said, I am blessed to have TJ share his story, which got me to share my story, because I would have never shared it without someone sharing theirs.
Right. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of courage, like I told you before, to come on the air and tell people about something that haunts you to this day. So go ahead, Gina. Sorry.
No, you're fine. It's people like TJ and you and Steve Aaron and John Bullard that gave me the opportunity. I never had the opportunity. I struggled and struggled and struggled with this because of my PTSD, because of the way people look at me. That is one reason my friend that is the promoter of PWX, that's why I'm blessed that he's given me the opportunity to work for him.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's good. Well, we wish you the best, Gina, in all your endeavors. You know, much encouragement to you. Did you have anything anything else wrestling related that you may want to speak on? Have you been watching the WWE? Have you been watching AEW? Have you just been focusing
on I've been watching Raw, but I do not this Saturday, but next Saturday is Azalea Live Show in Deer Grove, Illinois, I'm going to. And to finish up on the other note, my buddy Devin for PWX just got named senior official, so I'm really proud of Devin. He's been working so hard.
That's beautiful. Well, Gina, I want to thank you for calling into the show. Don't forget My 2 Cents on Wrestling. They're coming up tonight at 6 p.m., so I know they're going to love to hear from you if you have time to call into that program.
Oh, I will.
So I'll talk to you later, and you can stay on the line if you want to listen to the rest of the show, okay?
Thank you, Coco.
God bless you, Sister Gina. Take care of yourself. Happy New Year.
It gets no better than that, Coco. You know, many people, they need 1,000 followers. They need 1,000,000 followers. But just give me 2 supporters, and I'm good, you know. And
I hear you, brother.
And I appreciate
you. That's right.
Yeah, we appreciate Stacy and Gina for chiming in, man. We got about 10 minutes to go. This show has went relatively fast, so to speak. And what more can I say about you, man? You've definitely added some flavor to this show. Kool-Aid is not good.
Well,
Kool-Aid is not good until you put some sugar in it. And you added some sugar.
That's right, brother. You better say it again. Say it loud for the people in the back. That's right, baby. Take lemons and you make lemonade out of it. You feel me?
Yeah. Absolutely. And this Kool-Aid reference, this just came. It's gonna lead me right into this next segment for the next 9 minutes. Whose Kool-Aid are you drinking in the world of wrestling right now? Because I'm drinking a lot of Kool-Aid, but I'm interested to know what storylines are you drinking? What wrestlers' Kool-Aid are you drinking?
I'm so glad to ask. I got a couple of pictures, Daddy. I got a couple of pictures. Well, number one, I'm glad that the Khaleesi and Kayfabe isn't around, because she'd be real upset if I said this in her presence. Kool-Aid I'm drinking all day is my TZ Boo. My boo thing, Nia Jax, Daddy. She can do no wrong in my eyes, baby. Got a big crush on her. I love me some Nia Jax, baby.
Ooh.
The one and only. And then secondly, I think it's pretty obvious. It goes without saying. This Bray Wyatt Fiend saga, it keeps my attention. I'm always looking. I'm always looking for those doggone puppets to pop up out of nowhere. I'm always looking for Bray to make his presence felt. You can't go wrong with that. That's instant money.
So you're a Rabbling Rabbit fan?
Oh, man. No, I ain't no Rabbling Rabbit fan. I like Mercy the Buzzard. I like I even like Huskus the Pig Boy, I tell you. Somebody got to have some sympathy for that guy.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. What else you got for us, man?
I'm definitely digging the tag teams, brother. The Street Profits are awesome. But let me just say, man, in a swerve on last week, the Dirty Dogs, time to call them that, the Dirty Dogs, Dolph Ziggler, Robert Roode, tag team champions. I can't believe it. Two OGs, veterans. They made the most out of their situation. And they're carrying the titles, man. I think that's awesome. I think they're doing something great there. What else is going on? Let me just say, to flip off to AEW real quick, very touching tribute they did for the brother Luke Harper, a.k.a. John Huber, a.k.a. Brother Lee. Man, that was awesome. That was touching to see his son wearing the mask. And it was just a beautiful thing there. They gave a very, very touching tribute to him. That was very good. And that guy like that is just missed. You wish he was around a whole lot longer. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
What else is going on in this? Oh, Bianca Belair, because we didn't talk about the Women's World Rumble. Let me just say this right now. She is my hands-down favorite pick to win the Women's World Rumble. Bianca Belair, I believe 2021 is this good sister. That is a bad chick in the ring, let me tell you, brother. That woman is awesome. She makes her own outfit, Daddy.
Oh, my God.
Who does that?
Oh, my God.
She makes her own outfit. You feel what I'm saying?
Look.
You know, she got a whole gimmick and the thing. I'm waiting for the WWE to come up with the long braid so I can see the kids and even some of the grown men hopping around with the long ponytail twirling and skipping. I can see that happening. It's money right there.
That's so much money right there.
Go ahead, brother. Okay, as I was saying before, I could really see that happen. I could see her win that Royal Rumble, and she's staring down whomever the SmackDown Women's Champion. Sasha Banks. Oh, brother. This is a match I didn't know we deserved. I didn't know we deserved that match. Can you smell it, brother? Can you smell the money rolling out your fingers? See that happen, hey, WrestleMania, man, that will steal the show.
It will, and if I don't want to hear nobody say that Bianca Belair isn't ready. I don't want to hear nobody say it's too soon. No, the women's division is kind of different than the men's division. Everybody's, for the women, anybody can get moved up pretty fast, in my opinion. Nobody needs to wait in the back of the line, in my opinion, especially Bianca Belair. The WWE cannot miss out on this opportunity to put Banks versus Belair, two people that sort of identical, but they're not, you know, two sisters. I hate to bring race in, but it's money, you know. And don't try to wait till next year because you don't know what may happen. Somebody may get injured. Somebody may get pregnant.
Exactly.
Cash in on it right now. And I'm going to make a bold prediction. Yeah, I'm going to make a bold prediction for you at this hour, man, at this moment. This year's WrestleMania will be the best WrestleMania that you have ever seen. There's going to be matches that are stacked from top to bottom because WWE and Vince McMahon, he's going to give us something that we're going to be talking about for years to come. And why not?
Hey.
And why not put
You saw what they did last year, Daddy. They found a way to make WrestleMania work at the height of the pandemic. Broke it up in 2 days. I couldn't believe it. I didn't think it was possible. I said, no way. Why would you do it in 2 days, make it one? And then they gave us everything we wanted and then some. So, yeah, I agree with you, Brother Montez. It's going to be money at this WrestleMania. It's going to be better than what people think and expect. I'm looking forward to it. I certainly am. Oh, side note, another female wrestler that I want to see come back to the ring, and we talked about this before, we want her on the Hurt Business. I think I should create a change.org petition and circulate it all around the wrestling world to sign up to get Naomi.
Do it.
Put her on the Hurt Business, baby. It's gold. I can see it now. She's donning in all black and gold, baby. Oh, gold glasses, gold streaks in her hair, baby. Boots, black and gold, black and gold, everything, Daddy. It would be phenomenal. She'd be a hit. I'm telling you now.
That's a no-brainer. She needs that. You know, if they are smart, that should be something that should be easily written in. Naomi joins the Hurt Business. Naomi would actually even elevate them higher than what they are now. And I believe that they are pretty, pretty high when it comes to factions and pretty, pretty high when it comes to storylines and importance. Like, the Hurt Business is important in the WWE. But if you add Naomi is a beast already, especially on a mic. Like, I think she has some of the most underrated mic skills in the company. But adding Naomi will be an extra layer to the Hurt Business that will really take them to a whole different level than what we see right now. Now,
yes, she's gotten better on that mic. Because at first, she was not that good. But she has gotten better. I like her better as a heel more than she is a face. I can tell you that now. She's a better heel than she is a face.
I go back to Team Bad. When she was with Team Bad, that's when she won me over. Like,
that brought the best out of her.
Yeah. All
absolutely,
right, ladies.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
Yep. We got about a minute to go. Coco, I want to thank you for tagging along this show with me. I asked you a few weeks ago if you wanted to be on this show for like 20 minutes, and it kind of expanded more than 20 minutes. So I appreciate you joining me today. Dominic may be back next week, but if you're welcome to rock with us as long as you need to, man, because this is your home. This is your home, just like this is my home.
Thank you. I love it. I'm honored. I'm humbled. Thank you very much. Thank everybody who's listening. Took the time to hear the old black man bump his gums with Brother Montez and talk about all things wrestling. I don't take it lightly. Thank you. You will definitely see me again in a not too distant future. That's for sure, brother.
Amen. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We got some more shows coming up tonight right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash, where you can listen to us at www.opentalkradio313theflash.com. We're going to take you home tonight with my girl, Bianca Belair.
I'm on my own against the wall.